Alabama. Okay. All right. All right. Hey, y'all, be sure to catch Exploding Head Movies Mondays at 7:30 at CITR. And I was going to do the FM, but...
All right, take two.
All right. Hey, y'all, make sure to catch... All right, I got to make it convincing.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all. What y'all doing tonight?
You deny me of something, but I've got plenty. You're the one who's missing out, but you won't notice until after 5 years. If you live that long, you'll wake up all loveless. I dare you.
off her third album, 1997's Homogenic. That was Björk with 5 years. Homogenic marked the Icelandic Force of Nature's first collaboration with Mark Bell, known previously as part of LFO, pioneering the electronic dance scene. And 5 years was one of the first songs written for Homogenic, or Homogenic, and it features a pulsing beat by audio engineer Marcus Draves, who's probably best known now as being a producer for acts like the Arcade Fire, Coldplay, and Mumford & Sons. Lyrically, 5 years appears to be a reaction to the end of Björk's relationship with Tricky, though that's based on the tabloid talk of the time. So for this magical Monday, you are now tuned into Exploding Head Movies. This is your cinematically inspired program here at UBC's forward-facing community radio station, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, here out of UBC campus. And you can find us at the web at www.citr.ca. My name is Gak, and I'll be unlocking all the animals from the zoo here at least until 9 p.m. Word is that the podcast server is working again, along with the playlist server, so big thanks to all our technical engineers, all the people who work steadfastly on getting all that equipment operational yet again. Some of those podcasts have been rescued in one way or another, but we'll try to get them up to you at some point here. Anyways, the Oscar nominations were announced last Thursday, so for the next few weeks, when at least I host Exploding Head Movies, we're going to profile the 5 nominated scores, along with the best song nominees. One of those scores is Thomas Newman's Skyfall, which was profiled around December here. So I'm going to touch upon that score when it comes time, but as far as I'm concerned, this week, we're going to start off with the first nominated score, which is Michael Dana's work For the Life of Pi, for which he won a Golden Globe Award last night. Now, Björk's song also alludes to another event, and it is 5 years to the very day. January 14th, 2008, when I debuted here at CATR. Back then, it was Radio Free Gak, which still serves as my email address at gmail.com. And 3 years ago, Radio Free Gak became Exploding Head Movies. And for those of you geeking out there, if we'd stuck with the old numbering system, this should be something like episode 247 or something. I did dig up the audio from that first episode. I was going to play a little bit of it, just as a lark, but I'm going to save it for Mixcloud instead, because, man, it does not sound good at all. I was all nervous. If you wanted to hear the audio equivalent of a deer sounding as it stands in front of many headlights, yeah, that would be the horror. Although, worse off yet would be the original demo I submitted to CITR at the time, so I think about the time when Scotty showed me some of the ropes here. Other people like Bryce Dunn, Luke Meat, and all that they shared with me. So I don't even know what to say with that. It's been a blast. Doesn't feel like 5 years. But we'll keep going here. In the background, this is one of my namesakes. This is Gak Sato, Tokyo sound artist and musician. And this is Penetrar, as remixed by Kid Loco into the Belleville B-Boy mix. And this is off Loco's 1996 remix compilation, Jesus, Life for Children, under 12 inches. I did have more Gak Sato at one point in my life, but that likely was on a laptop that was stolen about 4 years ago. So since this is a birthday party of sorts, we're going to start off with an appropriate song of sorts. Sackville, New Brunswick is home to the Mouth Breathers, a sweet, almost slack band who released their debut album on their very own early in 2012, which was then re-released through Killer Haze. So off Appetite for Deconstruction, these are the Mouth Breathers birthdays here on Exploding Head Movies, CITR, Vancouver. We'll be right back.
fingers on a purple knife.
On Friday, January 25th, come to Seymour Mountain for the Great Northern Concrete Toboggan Race, an annual event that challenges the creativity, innovation, and technical skills of engineering students from all across Canada. Participating teams must design and construct a toboggan with a metal frame and a running surface made completely out of concrete. For more information, go to gnctr2012.com.
Going back to 1985, when he lived in the basement apartment in the now gentrified, then industrial meatpacking district of Manhattan in New York. That was Tom Waits with Jockey Full of Bourbon, featuring one of his first collaborations with the guitarist Mark Rebott. Along with appearing on the album Rain Dogs, Jockey Full of Bourbon also acted as the lead song on Jim Jarmusch's 1986 film Down by Law. And Jarmusch had known Waits during their time in New York, and wrote the role of the radio DJ Zach specifically for him. And Rain Dogs was the second part of a trilogy where Waits left his 70s singer-songwriter persona behind and became the Junkyard Kurt Vile that we all know now. Waits' latest album is Bad As Me. And I keep hoping for a tour announcement. Do want to see that fine man live at one point. And behind me, this is Mantra Kid over from Vancouver Island. And this is The Imp, off last year's Dragon Lullabies. So this is DJ Gek here on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. And Down by Law was set in New Orleans, which is where this next drone duo calls home. Belong. It's the project of Turk Dietrich and Mike Jones, and since 2006's October Language debut, they've released the odd, hard-to-find EP until 2011 called And Common Era came out through the mighty label Cranky. And it shows Belong's languid style morphing into what sounds like actual songs, though their press release at the time mentions that they're hardly conventional in the first place, and they seem more like radio transmissions from another time and place. Appropriate enough for a show such as this. So from Common Era, this will be Belong, with something that we all aspire for, which is a perfect life.
Thank you.
In the background, this is Fortet with Everything Is Alright off his 2001 album Pause. And we just heard Mean Red Spiders from Belamore. Not from Belamore, the song was called Belamore. And that's from the Toronto Shoegaze Act's 1998 album Places You Call Home. And this actually has a little bit of a history with the Exploding Head Movie's name, since the Mean Red Spiders were a constant part of the previous iteration of what Exploding Head Movies used to be, which was a series of mixtapes between me and a few friends just working off 90-minute tapes. One of them we actually heard at the very start of the show. Hello, Steve. Now channeling his new southern accent, since I live in Georgia now. No longer Thunder Bay. And occasionally some of the promos you hear do come from those folks as well, too. Now, 90 minutes fits in with the current show length perfectly. So one day I may actually take one of these episodes and record it on the cassette and just to see how that sounds. However, I do have an announcement coming up shortly. That's what we'll make after this next set that may involve slightly different media. But we're going to tuck into a couple covers here, starting off with a recent project from our brethren and sistren over at CJLO, and that's Concordia University's AM radio station over in Montreal. Last year, as part of their fun drive, they spearheaded an awesome project called You're Related, Volume 1, whereby current Montreal acts cover songs performed by other, usually older, local acts, and it ranges from covers of Leonard Cohen songs to Stars, Godspeed You Black Emperor, and going back to a little bit more cheesy stuff like April Wine and Gino Vannelli. So, do bear in mind that come March, CITR is going to be having its 6th or 7th annual fun drive at that time, so I believe we may have something similar lined up for them. But we're going to do this Brand Van 3000 cover here from CGLO's Volume 1 of You're Related, Montreal Artists Covering Montreal Artists. This is Adam and the Amethysts with Drinking in L.A.
Again. Hello, everybody. You are listening to 101.9 FM in Vancouver, CITR. Catch Exploding Head Movies Mondays at 7:30, that is Pacific Standard Time.
I had a job interview at an insurance company once, and the lady said, "Where do you see yourself in 5 years?" I said, "Celebrating the 50-year anniversary of you asking me this question."
After a short burst there by the late, great comedian Mitch Hedberg. He did later that goes to talk about bed and breakfasts, and then my favorite bit about Subway sandwiches. We heard Primal Scream there, with a cover of the third Bardo single from 1967, standard of the garage rock box set known as Nuggets. Oddly enough, we just got a sampler of it, since it's the 40th anniversary of Nuggets. That was I'm 5 years ahead of my time, which is a B-side to the last single off of their 1999 album Exterminator, and the single is called Accelerator. And Accelerator is known to many musical geeks as the final ever release from Creation Records before that British label was consumed by Sony. And I am totally 5 years ahead of my time, since it was 5 years ago to this very date, January 14th, that me, your host Gak here, started on air. It was Radio Free Gak back then. Now you know it as Exploding Head Movies here. 11.9 FM UBC Radio, the Vancouver Peninsula, jutting out into the Georgia Straits, the Salish Sea, as it were. In the background, this is Queto with Onset Escapism, and this is off his 2011 album, Severant. And one thing I had hoped to do for this 5th anniversary show was to tackle a whole spate of songs tied to my radio life, but amidst the new Oscar schedule, and a trip that I actually have coming up shortly, I had to juggle all my playlists around and ditched most of what I had planned to play. Last year's Shadowy Men show profile would have been a banner show to do now, but Eager McBeaver here jumped the gun, and real life always has its own rule plans. I was planning on having a guest or two, but getting sick and distracted and all manners of other excuses unfolded. I will actually have a guest later in February, once the thing that I will announce will happen next month. So this is coming Family Day, the first Family Day here in BC. It'll be February 11th. You're going to have to suffer more of me, because this show is going to grow to 2 hours in length. In my 5 years here at CITR, there's already been at least 5 different shows in the time slot before me. But with sore throats and clapping hands now gone into hiatus for the past 3 months, there looks to be a couple spoken word shows now scheduled ahead of me. And an opportunity arose, so as it stands, from 7 to 9, starting February 11th, you'll have 2 hours of me. Regret that, as you will. So this is going to leave the jazz show untouched, but should be mayhem, but I filled in for a few two-hour shows in the past, and the rhythm of the last hour feels quite comfortable to me. Just sort of feels like the first half hour is getting into the groove and settling things that way. So in the midst of that, I will be presenting more Canadian music as a result, but at the same time, I can always go dig a little bit deeper into certain artist profiles, so we'll sort of experiment around with it. So the idea is February 11th, Darren Gall is scheduled to visit, and he's the host of Stereoscopic Redoubt, airing Thursdays, 7:30 to 9 p.m. here on CITR 1.9 FM in Vancouver. So this next set is going to feature some regular Canadian artists that we normally play. We'll start off with Crystal Castles, who are currently touring Australia, and they're getting as close to us as Seattle at the end of April. And so from the third album, this is going to be Telepath here on Exploding Head Movies.
Thank you. In the year 1963, French artist Robert Filou chose January 17th as Art's birthday and pronounced Art 1 million years old.
On January 17th, CITR celebrates with 24 hours of radio art. That's 24 hours of the weird and the reckless in your earholes. Tune in to hear radio and sound art, noise and experimental music, and all the strangeness CITR programmers and the Vancouver community has to offer. Guest hosts and artists include Prophecy Sun, Patrick Sampler, Whip the UFO, sound artists Anna Fritz, Julie Gendron, and Emma Hendricks, Giorgio Magnanesi of Vancouver New Music, and more. For schedule updates on all our birthday madness, stay tuned to CITR and like us on Facebook. To participate, submit your art or weirdo idea by midnight Sunday, January 13th to arts@citr.ca. Happy 1,050th birthday, Art!
That was Purity Ring with Crawlers Out, and that's off last year's debut, Shrines. The Montreal-based duo is in the midst of a mostly sold-out North American tour. It looks like it's primarily the East Coast and the Southern States, along with Young Magic opening for them. And in the background, this is Limbic System, spelt with all Y's replacing the vowels. And this is Prairie School, off last year's Symbolist album. And Limbic System are the brothers Jared and Michael Bell from Tempe, Arizona. Now, with 24 hours of radio art, one thing I would be remiss to say is that Darren Gall will not be participating in that, so he sacrificed his time slot, and I will be taking over that. So this Thursday, January 17th, celebrate art's 1,050th birthday as I fill in, taking hours 19 and 20. So from 7 to 9 this Thursday here on CITR. Experience noise and radio art at its finest. We're going to touch upon the Waldorf Hotel situation shortly here, but to give us a bit of a palate-cleansing taste before we get to the lack of fun that sometimes our city gets into, we'll listen to someone who recently graced that funky tiki bar recently. And along with this very station, anytime she's in town, you can usually find her on live from Thunderbird Radio Hell when she stops by in town, because Ben Lai has been a big fan of hers for a while. So this would be Julie Doiron, who started off in music at an early age as part of the mighty Eric Strip, but she's up to her ninth solo album, and with the release of last year's So Many Days, it's going to be her third, produced by former tripper Rick White. So this is Julie Doiron with Cars and Trucks here on Exploding Head Movies, UBC Radio, CITR.
Thank you.
try, and sometimes I just don't feel like it. Yes, we all have to try, and sometimes you don't wanna. But we all have to try.
But we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls.
On December 17th, the city of Vancouver changed the locks on the W2 Media Cafe, a community-engaged media arts center in the downtown Eastside. To help combat this injustice to the community, the Waldorf will be holding a DICE legal fundraiser on January 17th. All proceeds go towards helping W2 remain an important and accessible art space. For more information, go to creativetechnology.org.
Off their 2009 album, Everything Goes Wrong. Those were the Vivian Girls with I Have No Fun. And in the background, this is the Ridiculous Trio. Off their 2004 album, The Ridiculous Trio Plays the Stooges. As the title says, all covers by that seminal Detroit act that got Iggy Pop his start. This is No Fun. Now, one of the city's unfortunate nicknames, this is No Fun City, which has been kicking around for well over a decade. Most of that tied to some of the arcane bylaws tied to late-night performances, the unwieldy process to apply for licenses and permits, along with the experience that is Granville Street every night. Police barricades, random fistfights, streets that need a whole bunch of sawdust to clean up with. Yeah, but that's where most of the nightclubs, as a friend said, are quarantined. And one of the big factors that compels the number of illegal concert venues here in Vancouver is that any legitimate live venue is always under the threat of land speculation. Just think about Richard on Richards a few years back. The big news last week was that the Waldorf Hotel, a cultural oasis in the midst of East Hastings Industrial Zone, it's set to close this Sunday. Tied to a back payment of rent, which forced the landlord's hands, and along with that, the hotel owner is going to be selling the property to a known condo developer. So there's a whole bunch of ongoing discussions about what options exist. The people who are currently running the Waldorf have sat down with the mayor, and I believe there's something set up for City Hall tomorrow. So do check out waldorfhotel.com to get an idea of what's lined up. They're active on Twitter as well, too. As it stands right now, though, the Waldorf only has a few days left. So along with the normal questions about how the costs were used and how much all the activity there sort of raised the value of the building, the main concern is the loss of what became one of the general hubs the city has had in a while. I'm hoping to do a couple things before January 20th. In many ways, I feel like I dropped the ball, because I was asked a couple summers ago to become a Sunday afternoon brunch DJ, with an eye on replicating elements of Exploding Head movies there. The timing was not good for me then. But I still wonder what I could have done, so if I do decide to do that, it may have to be elsewhere. But anyways, let us not mourn. Let us enjoy what time we have left, mindful of what we'll be left with, but let's raise glasses as appropriate. But from 2005's OK Cowboy, this is Vitalik, with No Fun, here on CITR.
No guitars, no straps, no leather, no file, 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 file.
Trust doesn't matter when
from his 2011 Honky Kong. That was Boots Electric with his song No Fun, although it has two F's, so it's No Fun. Really, hopefully, the city will do its utmost to ensure that we don't just grow vertically, flush with monies to pierce the sky with glass. We do need some cultural life here to fuel the city. Since a body with no blood is nothing but a shell, a husk that you speculate what it's like. San Francisco is also battling this issue, although they have far many more venues than we have here in Vancouver. But thankfully, our local music scene here remains strong. But there's another recent concern that deals with all-ages licensing that's being changed, so hopefully this doesn't drive too many things even further underground, but the music always finds a way. In the background, this is Bruce Mitchell with Servo Motion 1, another fantastic bit from the Perry Music Library's 1985 compilation Videotech 4. And we'll get into Michael Dano's Oscar-nominated score for Life of Pi, but it's fitting with all its Indian influences to pay tribute to the life of the person who best introduced Indian music to the Western vernacular. Ravi Shankar passed away last month at the age of 92. And his classical music tours in the 50s introduced many people to the sitar, that string instrument that caught the ear of George Harrison, which added an exotic element to the later period of the Beatles. Now, it totally would be appropriate to have his daughter's Oscar-nominated song lined up afterwards, which would be Nora Jones and her song for Ted, but I'm going to save that for one of the upcoming weeks. But from 1987's Tanamana, we're going to listen to an excerpt here from the Ravi Shankar Project song, West Eats Meat.
Come on. Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
Listen to Exploding Head Movies on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you.
From the Life of Pi soundtrack, we heard Michael Dana there with Richard Parker. That was the name of the song, Richard Parker, which is also the name of the tiger from the film. And behind me, this is Appa's Lesson, and depending on how long I talk, what might lead into leaving India. And the Oscar season is earlier this year by about 2 weeks due to the extended period to allow nominations between their announced, and this just allows a little bit more voting time for all the new voters there. All electronic, apparently. Not as successful as they hoped. So for the sixth year in a row here, Exploding Head Movies, we'll take a look at the nominated scores and songs in advance of the awards ceremony set for this February 24th. Leading the pack of nominations with 12 is Lincoln, and we'll actually hear that soundtrack a few weeks from now. But following up with 11 nominations is The Life of Pi, as directed by Ang Lee, which is a film adaptation of Canadian author Yann Martel's 2001 novel, about a boy exploring his faith in India and then moving with his family and their zoo on a boat to Canada. But it gets capsized after a storm, and it's about his plight on a lifeboat with some of the animals, including Richard Parker, the Bengal tiger. So Life of Pi just won the Golden Globe last night for Best Score by the Hollywood Foreign Press, if you caught that, with Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. So it's natural to start off with this moving score. Ang Lee directed this film adaptation, as I said, and he brought Dana on board, with whom he had collaborated in the past on films like The Ice Storm and Ride with the Devil. And Dana is Canadian himself, too, born in Winnipeg, but he's based in Toronto. And for the soundtrack that we are hearing, and we will shortly hear more of, Dana uses a wide array of instruments. From the western side of things, there's mandolin, accordion, and orchestra. And on the eastern side, there's the Persian ney, a sitar, similar to what we heard with Ravi Shankar there briefly, the bowed sarangi, and then a reed flute with the name of the bansuri. So along with the Best Score nomination, Dana actually is nominated also for one of the Best Original Songs, and this year there's 5 of them. And he worked with singer Bombay Jayashree, and he sings the first ever nominated song that is sung in a Tamil language. So we're going to listen to that song, which is Pi's Lullaby first, and then we're going to listen to a selection of Michael Dana's cues from The Life of Pi. So I'm going to fade this out here, since this is what we want to start off the show with. But yeah, here's Pi's Lullaby here on Exploding Head Movies.
Mailu
So from The Life of Pi, we started that set off with Michael Dana's Oscar-nominated song, Pi's Lullaby, featuring Bombay Jayashree on vocals there. Then we heard Dana there with the short, ominous, The Deepest Spot on Earth. And then sort of the smooth sailing first night, first day, like a calm after the storm. And then we heard a nice wail. And then in the background here, we have Which Story Do You Prefer?, which will segue eventually into Meeting Krishna. Now, Dana was nominated last year for his work for Moneyball, which he lost to Ludovic Bourse and his score for The Artist in The Artist's entire, like, stampede last year for the Oscars. Oddly enough, for this year's Golden Globes, The Artist was eligible again for Best Soundtrack, but, as we know, Dana beat Bourse, so this could give Dana a bit of momentum for the Academy Award. However, this year looks to be a tight one for the soundtracks, and which we'll hear in the coming weeks. So that's going to be it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up in just about a minute or two, it is the Jazz Show with Gavin Walker, the man who's been behind me all this 5 years, and he'll guide you until midnight. If you missed any of this week's episode, the podcast server should now be working again off of CITR.ca, so I'll update it accordingly, and hopefully this episode will be there. And if you subscribe via iTunes, I'll put some information there about how to retrieve at least one of the episodes lost during the great server outage predicted by the Mayans in 2012. Meanwhile, you can always visit Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, or Google Plus to get a Flash Player version of the show. And you can always email me, radiofreegack@gmail.com, and I can always get you an MP3 if needed. Next week, we'll do part two of our Oscar Best Score Profile, and we'll take a look at Dario Marianelli's score for Anna Karenina. And that show will start at 7:30, so the 7 o'clock time of change won't take effect quite yet. And in the coming weeks, we'll take a look at also the scores for Argo and Lincoln. And we'll also take a look back at Skyfall, for which Adele won the Golden Globe for Best Song. Otherwise, this Thursday marks the 50th anniversary of Robert Filou's declaration of art's creation a million years thence. So all day here, January 17th, CIT will be dedicated to noise, and I'll be manning the booth here from 7 to 9 p.m. with some Fluxus material, including Filou himself, plus some other stuff I totally need to sort through. 24 hours of radio art this Thursday here on CITR. So we're going to close with one last cue from Life of Pi. So this will be Michael Dana again with Godstorm. And yes, as stated before, take care of yourselves, Vancouver, and those of you through the internet, wherever you may be. Let's hope for another 5 years here. So happy birthday, Radio Free Gak. Happy birthday, Exploding Head Movies.
You are listening to CITR FM 101.9 or on your computer, www.citr.ca. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. And One more thing. Stay tuned for The Jazz Show, coming right up in just a few seconds. With Gavin Walker.
Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo-dee-oo-doo-wee. Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo-dee-oo-doo-wee.